Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ima. Oh, that one had a sharp ending. I was used to a gradual ending. Hallelujah. But that's okay. That was a beautiful. It's just like somebody chopped it in half. Hallelujah. Well, let's greet the people. Hallelujah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to all of our listeners. We are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. Hallelujah. And you're listening to the Elders Show. Thank you for joining us once again. It's a new year. Well, at least if you're going by the Gregorian calendar, which most of the Western world is going by. I know our folks in Ethiopia are going by a different calendar. I think they're going by the Enoch calendar, much more accurate. You know, Iman, I don't know if you heard about this, but they said, according to, not the Enoch, but according to the Mayan calendar, this year is actually like 2012. So the Mayans said pretty much the world, well, the calendar just stopped at 2012 because like 10 years were supposedly lost between the conversion to the Gregorian calendar. So many people who are into that expertise, they believe that that puts us at 2012 right now. And so this is supposed to be the end. That I'm not making that prediction. That's just where the people who study this much more than I said the conversion is this year is actually 2012. So people were saying, what happened 2012? Nothing happened. Well, according to the people who wrote the calendar, that wasn't 2012. That was actually 10 years before 2012. So you guys could do your research, study it out if you like, if you have the free time. Hallelujah. We're going to move on to what the Most High brought us here to speak on. Hallelujah. And we just praise the Most High to see another day. We praise him to see, join you all in another broadcast. Hallelujah. The Most High have really blessed this broadcast. I've been on board for almost 4 years now, and time has went like that, Ema. I mean, it really went fast, and it seemed like it was going faster by the day. But whether you count this as the year 2022 or 2012 or somewhere in between, one thing we're all certain of, we are all blessed to see another day. Some say another year. Hallelujah. If your eyes are open and if your heart is beating, if you have air in your lungs and you could breathe breath in and out, you are blessed. And for those who didn't make it over to this far and they didn't go over to 2022 or 2012, and they knew the Mashiach, and they walked in his paths, hallelujah, and they knew the Most High, Yahuwah, they are blessed too, even though they are asleep. I love the word that that Yahushua always used. They are asleep. If you're in Mashiach, you are asleep. Hallelujah. They are blessed too, because the next thing that they will be conscious of, hallelujah, is they will be in the presence of the Most High himself. Hallelujah. So Paul say to die is gain if your life is right, if you're in the Mashiach.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So, we have to get that part, straight. Hallelujah. So what are we talking about tonight? Hallelujah. We believe we're just going to be real direct. If you thought we were direct earlier, we are, you know, in our prior broadcast last year, we're going to be more direct because time is dwindling down. People are going off into eternity. Some people will lay down tonight and they will not get up the next morning. So why are we going to pull punches? I mean, why are we going to hold back? The Most High demanded us to speak boldly. He's given us the spirit of boldness, and that's what we're going to do. He said he has not given us the spirit of fear. That's why we're not on a platform like YouTube and Facebook and all these. They might as well just call those the censorship. You know what NBC is supposed to stand for, National Broadcasting Network or whatever. Those platforms should be called the National Censor, the National Censor Platform, National Censorship Platforms. That's all they are. And it would really have to, the Most High would really have to give me a powerful vision or some type of deep dream or something, and it'd have to be multiple dreams or something to actually, especially to make that my sole platform, I mean my only one. I could see having a platform like that to lead you to another platform, a medium where you can at least while we can today speak freely. Now, if I would get on one of those, it would be just for a platform to direct listeners to go to a platform where I can speak the Most High's words boldly and freely and speak as he gives utterance. So the only thing I would be ever think of putting on YouTube or Facebook is links, links to this website or links to this channel. Get off of that censorship. Some people are really skillful. I don't know how they do it. They're very skillful, and they have to use code words and codify everything. You say certain words, these algorithms, they will shadow ban you and pretty soon kick you off, give you a strike and kick you off and everything. We don't have time for that. Time is too short. If we can't say what we need to say the way the Most High give it to us, we can't fool with all of that foolishness. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about, I'm going to give the title of our broadcast for tonight. It is simply this. If you're not serious in 22, according to the Gregorian calendar, this is 2022. I'm going to repeat that again, the title. If you're not serious in 22, you might be through. No, we're not trying to rap or anything, but those are factual words. If you're not serious in 22, you might be through. Okay, and we have the foundational scripture to read with that. As we read our foundational scripture, just think on those. Think on those words, Salah. Consider those words. If you're not serious in 22, as in 2022. If you're not serious in 22, you just might be through. Okay? Here's our foundational scripture found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And we're going right to the crux of it. We're not going to even read the entirety of the scripture. We're going to go right to the heart, the meat of it. Yahuwah said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." Who is that? Told you we're going to go right to the heart of it. Now, put those two together. If you're not serious in 22, you might be through. In our foundational scripture, that's in Genesis 6 and 3, it says, "My spirit," this is our Creator speaking, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." That should give you a clue that he's backing up what this title indicates. You might be through if you're not serious. In other words, his spirit shall not always contend with. He's not going to keep wrestling with you, trying to make you know him, trying to make you respect him, trying to make you love him, trying to make you adhere to his standards, his laws and commandments. He's not going to always do that with man. You would like to think that because you like to think you have time. I'm going to get right one day. I can remember how foolish I used to think when I was a kid, maybe a teenager. You know, being brought up in church, you know, back then it was preaching fire and brimstone. So, you know, you knew one day you were going to either go to heaven or hell. So you wanted to have fun when you were a kid. So I'll say, okay, when I get old. And I was thinking 40 years old. Yep, I thought 40 was old. Your life should be over by then. You can't have no more fun, can't do nothing after. So I say, when I get 40, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to get serious. Well, I hope nobody's thinking that way today. I was foolish back then, and anybody think because I wasn't guaranteed to make 40. Praise Yah, I did, but I wasn't guaranteed. We know that. Hallelujah. So if anybody's thinking that today, if you're under 40 and you're thinking that, that's a foolish thought. That's a dangerous thought. Get it out of your head in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. So he says, his spirit should not always contend with or tolerate man's wicked behavior and apathy. So apathy is just as detrimental as your overtly wicked behavior. You know, if you're out there stealing and cheating and killing and mugging and robbing, yeah, people could see that. And they say, wow, what a wicked person. But how about the apathetic person? That's not going to go unpunished either. Show you what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm going to break apathy down on two sides of the fence, apathy towards righteousness and apathy towards unrighteousness. Apathy towards righteousness is just two heads of the same coin. But here's apathy towards righteousness. That means you have no interest. Listen closely. You have no interest, enthusiasm, or concern for the things of Yahuwah. Okay, let's go over that. Apathy towards righteousness. That means you have no interest, enthusiasm, or concern for the things of Yahuwah. You're not seeking the Most High. You don't want nothing to do with the Most High. You're not praying to him. You're not, if you're praying a little superficial, maybe for your breakfast or something, but you don't have no intentions of knowing him. You have no interest. You definitely have no interest in keeping his laws and commandments, walking by his righteous set apart standards. You have no interest. As a matter of fact, you want to do just the opposite. So, but, you might not be out there cheating and stealing and hitting people over the head, mugging and killing. You might not be that overt, wicked person, but you're still apathetic towards righteousness. You could take it or leave it. You don't care. So you might not call yourself one, but by action, by nature, you're agnostic. You're just like an agnostic. You say, is there a creator? Well, I don't know. Or you might say, yeah, there is. Well, do you know him? No, I don't know him. Do you want to get to know him? Well, you're apathetic towards him. You could care less. You could live your life and die. Live a full life, for his age and die. You care less whether the Most High, what his plans are for your life, what his plans are for the mankind. You care less. You care less what's in the scripture. You're just apathetic towards righteousness. Okay, how about the other side of the coin? Apathetic towards unrighteousness. Pretty similar, but it's just on the other side of the coin. It's a lack of motivation or desire against wickedness. In other words, you have an I don't care attitude. Again, I'll say that again. Apathy towards unrighteousness is marked by a lack of motivation or desire to do anything against wickedness. So, those are people, they see wickedness happen in front of them, whether it's overt or covert wickedness. They might see people on the job getting passed over for promotions and things like that just because of the color of their skin or their race or ethnic group. And they'll see this racism and things going on, and they won't even finger. They don't care. They don't care about the person being passed over unfairly. They just don't care. They see inequality and treatments by the police officers and everything, whether how they treat so-called black people, who we know really Israelites, how they're treated compared to how Gentiles are treated. And they still don't care. They might say, I don't treat them bad, but they don't care if an innocent child, a black child, gets shot down. No reason at all. Cold-blooded. Outside playing at the park. They won't care. It didn't happen to their children, and it didn't happen to one of them, somebody who looks like them. So they don't care. Yeah, they didn't pull the trigger, but are they not guilty also by remaining silent to evil and to wickedness? So that's apathetic towards unrighteousness. So now since we know it, let's put it all together. Genesis 6:3. Yahuwah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. We're going to put it together. In other words, his spirit shall not always contend with. He's not going to struggle with you, try to make you love him and notice him, recognize him, serve him, worship him. How far are you from that? Or he's not going to contend with or tolerate man's wicked behavior. He's not going to do that, family. Or man's apathy. towards righteousness or towards unrighteousness. He's just not going to have it. So the days are getting darker and darker. You saw that went on last year. And not just in this country, United States. We're talking about all over the globe. Some of you probably had your head buried in the sand. But if you looked at, if you just took a peek at what was going on in other countries, such as Austria, you know, out in Eastern Europe, Australia, even countries in the EU, in Europe, and countries UK, and just different places around the world, mass protests, Italy, mass protests in the street, because you know why? People were having their rights taken away, Now, we, the Negro bloodline, so-called Negro bloodline, you know, a lot of our rights were taken away, especially, you know, you go back in our foreparents' time, that runs through our bloodline in these countries of our captivities. Our folks weren't able to do much of anything, starting from the time we came over these shores in 1619. But now, the shoe is starting to turn on the other foot. Now, a lot of us, I know what some of the Gentiles are thinking, oh, you guys are happy, things are turning. But no, there might be some happy. A lot of, especially the ones who love the Most High, we're trying to make it in. If you guys want to continue to be wicked, continue to hate us and everything, that's on you. We're not trying to get revenge, because we know the Most High says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Nobody is getting away with nothing. The Bible says the Most High is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it's going to happen. That's a spiritual law. There's nothing we can do about it, nothing you can do about it. Just look at our past. We were given a covenant on Sinai. You do this if you serve him. You give ear to his word and keep his commandments and love him. He said he'll put you on high above all nations. You'll be a nation of kings and priests. In other words, we'll be ambassadors. That will be our moral, I would like to say mandate, but that would be our calling, you know. A lot of people use the word calling as an individual thing. Well, that would be our calling as a people, as a nation. We will be the priests of the world. We will be the ambassadors, the Most High ambassadors. People will say, who is this creator? Supposedly created everything, created heaven and earth, and all that is in heaven and earth. The people, the animals, the birds, the creatures in the sea. Who is this? Does somebody really rule? Now, who would have those answers? That's supposed to be us. We're supposed to tell the heathen. We were supposed to be Yahuwah's ambassadors, his representatives, his mouthpiece, so to speak, to all the nations of the world. But we, of course, reneged, you know. We broke the contract, and he told us, he laid it out in Deuteronomy 28. He says, if you keep it, oh, my goodness, look, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed going in, blessed going out. Your basket is going to be blessed. Everything you do is going to be blessed. The fruit of your womb is going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed for generations. Now, those were some great blessings. But look at this. There were like 14 verses of blessings. Then when you got to verse 15 through 68, I'm not going to try to do all this math, but that was like, 50-something? 50-something verses or 40-something verses of curses. He said, if you don't do this, this and this is going to happen. Your enemy's going to rule over you. You're going to marry a woman, and another shall lie with her. You're going to be cursed going in, cursed coming out. You're going to be the borrower, never the lender. You're going to be below only, never above. You know, you're going to be a spectacle. You're going to be a ridicule, an astonishment. Not going to call you by the name of your nation. They're going to call you by anything except that. You know that old term that people say, you know, he called me everything but a child of God. Well, that pretty much applies to the so-called Negro. We called everything except our true nationality. We called niggers, Negroes, colored, and all kind of slang words in between there. Pro-American, black, African-American. People think black's not, but black is a byword. There's no nation called black, black land. there's no nation called black land. Are the Asian people, let's say the Chinese people, do they have a nation called Yellow Land? They're supposed to be the yellow people. Do they have a nation called? No, they're not called yellow. They're called Chinese. People from Japan are called Japanese. See how that works? So, but the people who were brought over here on slave ships, our journey started in Israel. Work its way through Africa, over to the west coast of Africa. A couple of good books, those of you who have the patience to read, is Rudolf Windsor's From Babylon to Timbuktu and The Valley of Dry Bones. Excellent scholarship. Oh, there's so many books. And you start with the Bible itself, Genesis 28:68. It said, not only you're going to have trouble here, on this land, we're going to bring you to another land that you don't even know nothing about. And he told you how you're going to get there. You're going to get there on slave ships. And you're going to be sold to your enemies for bond men and bond women, slave men and slave women. And nobody's going to be able to buy you out of this. That's why Nat Turner couldn't get us out of it. That's why Frederick Douglass couldn't get us out of it. That's why Marcus Garvey couldn't get us out of it. That's why Malcolm X couldn't get us out of it. Martin Luther King couldn't get us out of it. And a lot of other great men, great in their abilities and talents, couldn't get us out of it. No one. Because this was Yahuwah's doing. And it's also his doing to awaken us, as he has done over the years, over these last few years. I mean, some of us have been awakened longer because that's Yahuwah's time. I've had my eyes open at 2002, some people 2010, some people 2015, and some of them are just woke up yesterday. Waking up to what? To know who we are. The sons and daughters of Israel. Now, do that in the flesh, do that make us any special people? No, because without Yahusha, without walking in him, keeping his laws and commandments, yes, yes, keeping his laws and commandments. Well, but we don't have to keep God's laws or Yahusha's laws. Well, what do you think Yahusha's laws are? He said, I and my Father are one. They're one in purpose and agreement. Right? So his laws are his laws. 1 John 5:3 said, that's how you're going to prove that you have love for me. It's saying this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous for those who love him. Hallelujah. They're not grievous for those who love him. Now, for those who don't love him, they're very grievous. I mean, you know, if you want to fornicate and adulterate and get high and you know, dance with demons, you know, go into altered states, blow your mind up with all kind of pharmaceuticals, drug sorcery, and all kind of other wickedness. Yes, it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be grievous for you. But for those who love him, grievous. Hallelujah. So we're going to bring Ema up. Before we bring her up, just want to say a little later when Ema Ahaya, after she speaks, I didn't even say who up myself is. I'm so full today. We got, like I say, we're going to hit the ground running this year. We are excited. There's no time to play around. Things are happening. I mean, people are going off into eternity. We can't hold back any punches. Speak boldly like the Most High said we are. We're going to play a video not too long from now, and it's going to be about the 5G. Some of you may have known this. Some of you probably didn't. The 5G was due to be turned up nationwide January the 5th. You say, what, that's tomorrow? Yes, that's tomorrow. And those of us on the East Coast, Eastern time zone, that's just a few hours from now. Well, from midnight. So, but, looks like there's been a little snag. They're saying that they may have to delay it until the 19th because of potential. I mean, this is this must be major stuff here. Potential interference with air traffic radio, air traffic radio signals. So that means the ground to air and air to ground and air to air, it could potentially be in conflict with the pilots and the air traffic controllers communicating with each other and with pilots communicating with other pilots. So that's serious stuff. Some of those planes are carrying over 300 people apiece, not to mention some of those big, wide bodies. So so there look like they might push it back. They're saying at least till the 19th or later. But who knows? Who knows if they're not just going to turn it up tomorrow and not even say anything. They do want this 5G rolled out big time. Whether you know it or not, this 5G is very much tied into this so-called plandemic that's going on. And hopefully the guy narrator of the video could tell the story a little bit better than I can, but we're going to roll that clip. It'll be about 20 minutes, but hopefully it's enough information to keep your interest. Are you going to fall asleep? So I know I'm not. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I just heard a little snippet of it, a trailer. And so please stay tuned for that. But for right now, I'm going to go ahead and yield this time to Ema Ahaya so she can bless you with her words. We'll come back, and we'll try to get that clip queued up for you. Come on up, Ema. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to come on up because I was thinking, what would I be talking about alongside what we had previously discussed? Because we want people to know some things, right? And that 5G, we did do a couple of shows on that last year, but when the COVID came up, then, you know, we had to make some changes in what we were talking about. But now it's time to continue with some things additional to that we need to be thinking about, that we need to know. Let's go to Micah chapter 6, verse 8 in the King James Version. Micah, M-I-C-A-H is what I'm looking at, Micah 6. Verse 8 says, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Most High require of thee, But to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy Father. Okay? Now, what he is saying, he has showed us what is good. In other words, he has showed us what is good and what is good to do. And what does the Most High require of us? He told us, keep the Ten Commandments. And then the other commands that he has given us through the scriptures, okay? Only through the scriptures. But then, you know, some people, I saw in the Christmas time, some people in our families, in the families of Yah, got on the bandwagon of being a black Jew. Let's put it that way, a black Jew. And they said that they wanted to know, were we doing the Feast of Dedication? I was like, what? That's not from the Father. He didn't tell us to do that. See, we have to understand, he needs to tell us that that's what we need to do, not us go and make up a name for it and then give it a certain day and all that, because you're looking at what the Jews do. And the Jews are not people we should be looking at to do something that is us, the Hebrew Israelites.
Hallelujah.
It is the true blue, the chosen, the chosen one. We are to be the example for the other.
Hallelujah.
For the other nations, okay? So when you go straight to the Jews, and you decide, hey, I think I can do that. You know why they did that? A dedication, because they wanted to celebrate what? Christmas. Okay? Mm. That's what they want to
tell
do.
Me.
But we are not to do things that are not given to us by the Father, the Most High, Yahuwah. Okay? So we have to love mercy, because without mercy, our people that are living in that kind of confusion, grabbing onto that, they may not make it. So let's hope and pray and give them the mercy. Give them the love, that we love our people enough to tell them, hey, that's not for us to do. Because that's the same thing as the black Christmas, you know, the black people Christmas. It's the same thing as doing that one, but I'm not going to say what that one is, because, you know, people that are listening to our show know what that is. And if they don't know what that is, that's good, because they don't need to be participating in that one either. See, everybody is coming into trying to do a holiday, but guess what? It's not for our benefit. Those holidays are not to benefit us. It's to benefit them, the people, the stores, the airlines, the bus stations, the things people buy, it's benefiting them. It's not benefiting us spiritually. So if it's not benefiting us spiritually, we don't need to participate in those kind of things. We just need to stop and think for a minute. Is that what our Father put in the scriptures for us to do? Look it up. If you don't know for sure whether you should or should not do it, look it up. But you know what they did, Elder? They sent me a scripture to go along with the Feast of Dedication.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I see that scripture, but that is not telling us that we need to do that at this time of the year, you see, because it's going along with Christmas and those other things. So we need to stop and think. We need to be thinking individuals. That's all I got to tell you. And I'm telling you that because I love you, and I'm hoping Yah has had mercy on you. If you participated in some Christmas kind of things this year, past year, let's regroup. Let's start looking things up before we start doing these things. Because, see, these are people that are not seriously digging deep into the scriptures to see if that's something they need to be doing or not. I don't care. I see you got a scripture there. You got one scripture there. I'm not going to say what it is for the feast of dedication. But it doesn't say in the scriptures, does it, that there is a feast of dedication. You should dedicate yourself to the Father on a daily basis. You don't need to get a feast of dedication going because that's not what it's about. So I had to look it up because I was like, well, why are they saying that? So I looked it up. And it's a Jewish holiday. You see, it's a Jewish holiday that's set apart for them. They set apart that themselves. We cannot go by the Jewish anything. The Jewish calendar, the Jewish holidays that they have, because they're all trying to mimic ours. And far as the time, let's remember, family, the time, as Elder had said. It's coming, and it's coming up fast. But in the meantime, guess what these people have done? They have tried to change the time all kind of ways, and we are, all of us that know more now know that we are not on the same calendar as they are, you see. So that tells you right there, you cannot believe anything that they come up with. You have to look up for yourself, look at the scriptures for your information, and on occasion they have gone into the scriptures and tried to make a couple of changes to keep us messed up. We don't know if we're 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, or what, but we do know God told us to be watchers. He told us to look at what's going on around us so we can tell when it's getting real close. And guess what, family? Y'all that see and understand, we are very close, very close to the end of the end times, okay? So let's remember that. And I just got a couple of things I wanted to put in your thoughts.
Thank you, Tom.
And that is going to be Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Just that one verse right there. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. This is Yahusha telling us, the our brother, you see, our master. He is telling us that nobody knows about that day or hour, not even the angels. I don't even know. Only my Father knows. There's a reason for that. Because he's Satan. If he knew that, if Satan knew that, he would be faking that date too. To be before or way after. Either way, he got you messed up. If you believe in a day or two way ahead or a day or two way behind, then you're messed up. So we don't have to do that. We let him send the Mashiach to get us because that's what he told us he was going to do. We have to let Yah be Yah and us be us, you see. So we can't be stuck on something like that. So we're not saying a particular day is going to be coming, but we do know it's coming soon. From looking at things happening around us, like this 5G and everything else with the jab, and all these things are happening. And you can look on computer, or you can look at old newspapers. You can look and see that if you get international news, things are happening all over the world. See,
yes, it is.
That show us this is the time, or that show us the time is coming. The seas and rivers and lakes were turning red from the algae in there, they said. That was a few years back. Then they were saying, hey, something else is going to be happening with the water. But the Father tells us it won't be water. but fire next time, because he know he's going to have to burn up some people. And it's just mandatory. it just goes without saying. So that's what we have to keep in mind. But that does not mean that the waters will not come up, because they can. The water can come up and create confusion and create some problems. Like we had tornadoes last week in certain parts of this country. This country is so big. Every portion of the country has something different going on from the weather. And this winter has been very warm. And so we don't know what's going to happen because the winter has turned warm. And it's not a theory about how the weather's changing. It's just changing because Yah said it. Yah said
that's right.
So he's forcing people to think. He's forcing people out. He's punishing people with the weather. He's doing all kind of things with the weather. So don't think that you're going to get by. So, because we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. Now, I just wanted to say this one here because I found this one very interesting. Luke chapter 12, verse 46. Let's go there because this is pretty good. I really like the last word on it. Luke chapter 12, verse 46. Very interesting. It says, the master of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with what? What does that say? With the unbelievers. Now, remember that. Stick that in your head. Stick that, put a note down, unbelievers.
That's
write
right.
that down. Convict yourself that you don't want to be one of those unbelievers, okay? He's going to come, it's saying. But we're not going to know the day nor the hour, so we're going to be unaware of what's really going on with that. Unless we are believers and we saw the signs of the time that we live in. That's what we have to be looking at, what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because it's going to cut you down if you're not a believer. It's going to cut you down.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to be on his appointed time, his appointed time. His portion of the time is his appointed time. And in John chapter 11, verse 9, John 11, verse 9. John 11, verse 9 says, Yahusha answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Well, he's not stumbling because he can see where he's going. You're not stumbling if you can see where things are going. Okay, that's a fact. But if you live in the darkness, you might, you know, walk over anything and hurt yourself. Kick your knee on something. Kick your toes on something. Fall down on the ground. So we need to keep alert, people. Even in the darkness of the day, we need to be alert.
That's right.
That's why we have a father that has told us what's going to be happening. We need to look at these things that are going to be happening and see it for what it really is. So that's all I wanted to pretty much bring up at the moment, because that was on my mind. We don't know the day nor the hour. And so
that's right.
We have to have mercy and walk humbly, because we don't know when our last minute is going to be. Believe that. Believe it. Okay, Elder, go ahead and play the video so we can discuss that video, because I listened to a good portion of it, most of it, and it was like I had to stop it because I was like, of course, I knew they was doing some things, but I didn't know that they were doing it the way he's talking about is happening right now. These things are happening, family, right now, not tomorrow. They're working on this mess every day. It's like I'm talking to my grandboys that don't want to hear about this kind of stuff. But I don't know if they're going to live long enough to be concerned about it, you see. Because young people, they don't care about this kind of stuff. It's us older people that realize we have a life that we need to participate in saving. But the young people,
that's right.
most of them hear you saying something, but it really is not registering in their mind as something serious, you see.
Hey,
so
that's that spiritual apathy that we were talking about earlier. They have that apathy,
mm-hmm.
no interest or enthusiasm about the things of the Most
That's
High.
Right.
Or even when they say
evil. Video games, you are interrupting them. You know that?
Exactly.
You are in the way of the children's activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, if you're going to be a young man now, you're going to have to wake up. You know, I'll try and have to wake up. This is why we have to love mercy, because we got to pray for our children because they need mercy. They need to be prayed for until Yah decides whether they can come home with him or not. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Hallelujah.
And
mm-hmm.
we have to help them try and make these decisions every chance we get. Every time it looks
that's
like
right.
there's an opening for that, let's make that opening. But anyway, every time I get thinking about how things are going with that, I just have to stop myself because it's not going to work out unless Yah wants it to work out, and that's about it. Okay, Yahuwah, telling me to let you go ahead and do it, Elba.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right, Ima. Hallelujah. Well, let's see. Before we start this video, just want to give a little preface on some of the highlights, what he's going to be talking about here. So I'm going to do some speed reading here, this article. This is about 5G, graphene, and the vaccine is how the NWO, or New World Order, plan to kill you. Like we say, we're not pulling no punches. That's what it says. I'll read it again if you think you didn't hear me. 5G, graphene is that poison that's in the back, and the vaccine is how the New World Order stakeholders plan to kill you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this article. It says, both the COVID-19 virus and the viral mRNA vaccine are activated by 5G radio frequency. Compiled data on the effects of 5G radio frequency radiation from wireless communication systems on the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that's the virus that's supposed to lead to the sickness of COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2 virus, determined that 5G caused viral activation and increased virulence. Okay, makes it worse. It says the viral mRNA vaccine, along with the spike protein, viral mRNA vaccine, along with the spike protein that it produces, may be altered or changed by 5G radio frequency radiation, whereby both working in tandem create a virus-like complex of the human cell itself. Hallelujah. This mobilized state would then launch an immune response against healthy body cells, since they now resemble viral pathogens. So you're going to have your body attacking your body. So your immune system is going to be attacking with these, what do you think is these invaders, these strangers, this spike protein. It says, so they're going to look at it like they resemble viral pathogens, thus creating a SARS-CoV-2-like disease state within the body without the presence of the actual virus itself. Look at these devils. Why then would anyone want to take a vaccine that is intentionally geared altering the very same body system that is supposed to protect you from infection. In other words, our immune system that the Most High blessed us with, created us with, is perfectly capable of defending itself against these outside pathogens. We don't have to worry. We have everything we need. You don't have to put poison in your body to fight off a virus. The Most High has given us everything we need. Can't be improved upon. Some things you could do maybe to enhance it: live right, eat right, sleep right, you know, make sure you're getting your proper nutrition, your vitamins, if you have to supplement, you know. You can't hang out at McDonald's and Burger King every day. I mean, fried chicken may taste good, but it's definitely not something you want to make your staple daily meal. You know, the Most High has given us common sense. And though when you're living right, that just enhances your already strong, robust immune system the Most High blessed you with. But you don't hear the Fauci's and the Gates talking about that. They talking about the way you stay safe, the way you stay healthy is put this poison in you. They don't tell you to get proper amount of sleep, exercise, make sure your weight is in line with your body type, make sure you're eating meals that mainly fruits and vegetables. I'm not saying everybody has to be plant-based. That's definitely where direction I'm going in, but if you are a meat eater, that should be the smallest part of your meal. It should be live plants, fruits and vegetables, plenty of exercise, plenty of sunshine, vitamin D. I mean, that's weird. Some of us don't even want to get in the sun. I mean, that's one of your healers. Yeah, vitamin D supplement is good, but you can do both. There's nothing like the natural way. You know, try to get your vitamin D and C in your meals. If you can't, you might supplement, but try to get your sunshine, your fresh air. Okay, I'm going to keep going this article. Okay, hallelujah. That's just common sense stuff. The bigger question is, what is the triggering mechanism that allows for the activation of viral mRNA from the vaccine? What's the triggering mechanism? This is the mechanism that activates the immune system itself to start attacking otherwise healthy body cells and organs, creating autoimmune-like dysfunction. Instead of body snatchers, you know that old movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, instead of body snatchers, you now have vaccines that have become cell snatchers. Look at that. Viral mRNA vaccine activated by 5G. 5G radio frequency radiation set, the radiation is set at kill frequency. That's where they set it. You know, just like your knob, you set it at this, set it at high, medium, low. Well, they didn't set it at low, medium, high. They set it at kill. The 5G radio frequency radiation set is set at kill frequency. Pandemic started in January 2020. A lot of effort went into censoring social media claims. Sure did. A lot of effort went into censoring social media claims about the connection of 5G and the COVID-19 viral outbreak. Boy, is that true. Why? Because 5G is not about the Internet of Things. It is a military-grade weapons system. Do you hear that? 5G is not about the Internet of Things. It is a military-grade weapons system. Hallelujah.
Wow.
The NWO, or New World Order, is building a kill grid. They're building a kill grid. You know, just like the electrical grid, they're building a kill grid with energy inputs targeting specifically larger areas such as cities, or major cities. Their agenda is depopulation. That's their agenda right there. Their agenda is depopulation, and the bioweapons delivery system are the untested genetically altering vaccine. Hello, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna. Hello. So these are the delivery systems, these untested genetically altering vaccines. How does this work? You see, our bodies can act as transmitters and receivers of electromagnetic radiation, or EMR, or electromagnetic frequency, EML, making us more, so you could be a, your body can act as a transceiver, you know, where you give output, or a receiver, where we take input of this electromagnetic frequency, making us more susceptible to X-energy input, such as 5G. We believe that the vaccine itself is being used as a conduit for the increased absorption of electromagnetic radiation within the body, and that the vaccinated, that's what they want everybody to become, the vaccinated, and that the vaccinated are walking targets for a mass culling. You know, got to trim the cull or whatever, you know, a mass culling. That means a trimming of the population. They are walking targets for a mass culling using 5G weapon system. Long-term exposure to 5G can result in cancer, endocrine imbalances, neurodegenerative diseases, infection, inflammation, infertility issues. That's another way for population control, infertility. If you're not fertile, you can't have babies. And miscarriage. That's another population control. Just to list a few. The 5G global rollout started at roughly the same time as the pandemic hit in 2020. Did you hear that? The 5G global rollout started at roughly the same time as the pandemic hit in 2020.
Wow.
Lockdown after lockdown. Yep. Lockdown after, this was well planned. That's why they call it a plandemic. Not pandemic. Plandemic. Well planned. Lockdown after lockdown, we were all told repeatedly to stay in our homes, work from our homes, study at home, only take essential trips outside. Essential, they say. And who determines if they're essential or not? They do. Only take essential trips outside and stay in your bubble. That's what they want you to stay in. Because they're out there doing all kind of mischievous things, rolling out this 5G. And they don't want you watching what's going on. So stay in your home. Do everything in your home. They're going to pay you to stay at home. It's giving people, those stimulus checks, unemployment, everything. Stay in your home. People think they was getting over. But really, they were getting over. Was this just a coincidence? Members of European Parliament just recently acknowledged that long-term exposure to 5G radio frequency radiation represses the immune system by stimulating the uptake of free radicals across cell membrane, which then establishes an environment favorable to the replication of viruses. They believe the spread of viral infections is accelerated by irradiation from radio frequency waves, and that 5G was a cofactor when analyzing the present pandemic or plandemic. Questions were presented to the EU Parliament that have yet to be addressed. They're not going to answer these questions. They've yet to be addressed and probably won't be addressed, but the damage has been done. Yep. Did the commission take into consideration the immune repressing effects of long-term exposure to radio frequency, electromagnetic waves before promoting 5G and similar technologies that considerably increase the level of irradiation? Has it considered the possibly enhanced replication of viruses caused by exposure to radio frequency, electromagnetic waves? It says, join truth seekers worldwide. All right. That was a beautiful written article, beautifully written article. I know it was very technical, done a lot of work in these radio frequency things and the world of telecommunications. So maybe I got a little more joy from it. I mean, not joy for the damage it's going to cause, but a little more interest than probably the average listener. But this stuff is really important. Yah has, this is the time of information. You know, in the book of Daniel chapter 12, it says, in the end times, knowledge will be increased. And look at all this. They're doing all this. They planned it well. But look, Yah has this information right here. As I was reading it, you know what's going on in real time. Yeah, they may be a couple of steps ahead, but Yah has the information we need to get by, to get through. His people will get through this. Hallelujah. So the Bible also says, you know, don't despise knowledge now. They say my people will perish for lack of knowledge or for despising knowledge. So when you hear articles like this, just ask the Ruach HaKodesh. If you never heard of some of these words, ask them to put them in your heart and just regurgitate them and just interpret them for you. Hallelujah. Just like if you heard this in Spanish, just help them to interpret them. Let them be your interpreter. This is real stuff. It tells you that right at the title, it says 5G, graphene, and the vaccine is how the New World Order stakeholders plan to kill you. So if you didn't understand anything I said, go back to the title or the article, and you would see with the gist. That's how they plan to kill you with this 5G. And with that, we're going to play the video clip. We're going to come back and give our commentary. Hallelujah. All right. I don't want this thing to blast us out. We're going to try to do it easily here. Here we go. Get to that.
Possible to be assassinated by a cell phone. You're about to find out. This deeply disturbing footage is making the rounds on the internet. Pay attention to the victim here. You're going to see some flashes on her cell phone. And then she proceeds to have a heart attack. It looks like an assassination. There's the flash. And then there she goes. She's just getting her nails done, and all of a sudden, it's over. Assassinated by a cell phone. Can hackers do this? Who can do this? Who can kill people with a cell phone these days? That's the question. Bill Gates Incorporated? Does it have something to do with the vaccines? There's a recent video that just came out from La Quinta. It's very disturbing indeed as well. They've discovered nano routers in the vaccines. They're the ones that brought us the information about the graphene being in the vaccines. Now they're confirming that nano routers are in the vaccines. And these nano routers have their very own MAC address. They show up on Bluetooth. At first, people didn't want to believe that either. But we're seeing more and more evidence that, in fact, the vaccinated are showing up on Bluetooth. Controlled experiments out in the middle of nowhere. No accessories, no smartwatches, no earbuds, nothing. Just vaccinated people showing up on the Bluetooth. They're discovering nano routers. So what does that mean? It means that the vaccinated have become an accessory to their cell phones. The cell phone is the gateway to the internet. It's the gateway to the Skynet. It's the gateway to Bill Gates Incorporated. And the vaccine essentially introduces the technology into people's blood supply. This is why they're trying to make the vaccine mandatory. It's not about your safety. It's about total control. And once you're connected to this new internet of hive minds, they can take you out for a thought crime. Who wants to carry a cell phone with them, knowing that it could be used to assassinate you? Don't want your booster shot? Here comes the heart attack. Don't like what CNN has to say? Here comes a stroke. That's essentially what's going on. And the cell phone is the gateway to that destruction, as well as the vaccines. But essentially, it can now be like a lottery system. They need to pump up the numbers. They need a new wave. They just activate people for a heart attack. And it's coming in through the cell phones. And it can probably come in through the routers and the cell towers as well. And the question is, do you really have to be vaccinated to be targeted by this technology? This technology seems much more advanced than it should be for the year 2021. But it's here. It's confirmed. It's in all sorts of publications. And it's been in publications for years now. All sorts of nanotechnology based on graphene used in vaccines. And it looks like it's being applied for total control, total domination. Again, this footage is clear. We see playing on her phone. Everything's just fine. Then we see some mysterious flashes. Looks like some sort of electrocution. Boom. Defibrillates her heart. All of a sudden she has a heart attack. This is why they're talking about heart attacks everywhere. They want to make it seem like it's not related to the technology. Oh, it's the cold. It's freedom. It's pizza. It's bacon and eggs, it's anything but what you might think it is. And that's essentially the problem. We've got more footage of this type of phenomenon as well. The cell phones, after being vaccinated, are going into what looks like electric shock. There's something going on. So yeah, she's touching the phone. She puts it down, and just about immediately, her symptoms stop. Have you felt an electrocution while touching a computer lately? A mouse? Being near a computer, have you felt strange, violent fatigue? We're getting all sorts of reports of technology, in fact, attacking people. You have to wonder, where is this coming from? Where could it be coming from? Bill Gates Incorporated. Just like these updates that you can't stop. You can't opt out of the updates. They've weaponized all of the technology. And it's Bill Gates on TV pushing, telling you it's going to get much worse. It's not over yet, according to Bill Gates, even though the Omicron seems to be nothing more than just a common cold now. It's downshifted, mutated into something benign, like most pandemics do. But Bill Gates is absolutely sure it's not over yet. Why? Because Bill Gates is pushing the buttons. Bill Gates is activating the technology to kill people, just like this. But if your phone can kill you, what else to the internet can kill you? We know the routers are definitely weaponized. They scan through walls, target you while you sleep. We know that the cell towers have been weaponized. They've become like an active denial system, a weapon system deployed in everybody's backyard to control you. And they can scan through walls as well, like radar. In fact, radar works exactly the same way as the Wi-Fi, except that nobody's picking up the radar. Nobody's trying to communicate with the radar frequency. But essentially, it's the same technology. They're using the Wi-Fi. They're using the EMF. To scan, to track, to target. And so this technology is being used to assassinate people, just like this. This is the scariest video you'll ever see because it's real and it's happening right now. All of the information is out there. Nobody wants to put it together because they don't want to get zapped by their phone. Look at this Teslaphoresis. So you know all of this graphene that's in people. As soon as it gets activated by the same frequency, it just turns into some kind of monster, some kind of science fiction phenomenon. My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app.
ayuda de una aplicación. Hemos encontrado...
We have found nano antennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals.
Señales. También se han identificado.
We have also identified nano rect antennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating direct current.
Codecs
and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nano communications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server.
Hasta un servidor remoto. La materia prima para la elaboración.
The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes.
Estructurales. Los principales mecanismos de exfoliación del óxido de grafeno.
The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body into graphene quantum dots are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase and the tesloferesis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges.
Con distintas calidades de frecuencia. El óxido de grafeno inyectado dentro del cuerpo adquiere propiedades...
Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen.
Detectado en el organismo por nuestro sistema inmunológico como si de un patógeno se tratara.
Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord in our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes a mobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia, and alteration of the nervous system.
Y alteración del sistema nervioso. El óxido de grafeno tiene un factor.
Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system.
En nuestro sistema cardíaco. Esto explica.
This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts, or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death.
A muerte súbita o repentina. Gran parte.
A large part of our vaccinated population is suffering unexpected or sudden death when interacting near these microwave sources. Graphene oxide also has the capacity to generate mutagenesis, chromosomal alteration, and cancer, so that those people who have recently suffered tumors or neoplasms, after vaccination, will rapidly resurface a line of metastases, and those who are completely healthy will be at high risk of developing cancer. Graphene oxide is extremely toxic, and its toxicity is also dependent on the electromagnetic radiation it absorbs. Wherever it goes, it generates tissue inflammation, systemic or multi-organ inflammation, and a cascade of free radicals. When the oxidative stress generated by this toxic substance inside the body breaks the equilibrium and the redox balance and exceeds a certain threshold above the antioxidant levels of our endogenous glutathione, our immune system collapses and favors the famous cytokine storm. This graphene oxide, which is injected as a prime material in vaccines, is eliminated from the body through our lungs. But if it is irradiated whilst found in the lungs, the subsequent inflammation of the lung tissue causes bilateral pneumonia. If the vaccinated survive the initial doses of graphene oxide injected into their blood, it will be degraded in the body by the neutralizing antibodies that are responsible for its degradation.
Que son responsables de su degradación. Una vez desaparece el grafeno y su...
Once the graphene and its toxicity is gone, so are the antibodies that neutralize the substance, which also trigger our immunoglobulin.
disparan nuestras inmunoglobulinas.
This is why people are being forced to be revaccinated every 3 months in order to maintain the body's levels of this toxic substance by claiming that they no longer possess immunity.
Alegando que ya no posee inmunidad. En definitiva, el inexistente.
In short, the non-existent, non-isolated, non-purified, non-cultivated SARS-CoV-2 presented to us in the official version and its variants is in the real version the graphene oxide introduced consciously and voluntarily in the flu vaccine of the 2019 to 2020 campaign.
La vacuna antigripal de la campaña 2019-2020. Dicho de otro modo,
in other words, the disease, or labeled COVID-19, is simply a graphene-enhanced acute irradiation syndrome. Therefore, the first and basically the only artificial wave at our elderly in nursing homes as its target population, whose flu vaccination rate is very close to 100%.
Tuvo como población diana nuestros ancianos en la residencia, cuya tasa de vacunación antigripal es prácticamente muy cercana.
Our elderly were previously vaccinated with this substance and then irradiated with the famous cell phone antennas, which suspiciously, 8 out of 10 are implanted in the vicinity of nursing homes or old folks' homes.
8 de cada 10 de ellas son implantadas en las inmediaciones de geriátricos o residencias. Justificaron el genocidio.
They justified the genocide of our elderly as a pretext to tell the entire world population that we were facing a new coronavirus, so that under the fear of this alleged contagion tall tale, they could proceed to inoculate the entire world population with graphene oxide. The aim is to eliminate a large part of the population and use the behavioral modulation properties of graphene oxide in the field of neuroscience and artificial intelligence for the remaining population.
Campo de la neurociencia y la inteligencia artificial para la población remanente. El óxido de grafeno tiene.
Graphene oxide has a special affinity for neurons. Once installed in neurons, it generates an artificial neural network that gradually replaces the natural neural network.
Paulatinamente a la red neuronal natural. Cuando el tamaño de las nanoparticles.
When the size of graphene oxide nanoparticles is less than 35 nanometers, they easily pass through our blood-brain barrier, a membrane that protects our brain from possible damage coming from the outside, and gain access to our own neural network. On the one hand, graphene oxide manages to break neuronal synapses so that our brain can be mapped and literally collect information such as memories, local thoughts, sensations, emotions, or feelings. You will now understand why during this pandemic, legislation such as the Neuro Rights Act has been passed in certain countries. Moreover, this graphene oxide can be stimulated remotely and wirelessly, using for this purpose the implementation of the new 4G, 4G Plus and 5G technology. All vaccinated people send their data to an external server controlled by artificial intelligence, probably financed by Mr. Elon Musk.
Financiada por el señor Elon Musk. Síntesis de información.
This information provided is a synopsis of more than 20,000 hours of research, working with a multidisciplinary group of scientists, and is based on the scientific discoveries in Dr. Camper's final technical report, which provides unequivocally conclusive evidence of the presence of reduced graphene oxide in samples of the vaccines produced by AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen. This research also emerges from scientific analysis of the material and observational evidence. We understand that they have taken advantage of the general ignorance and lack of knowledge of the medical and health community regarding matters such as nanotechnology to carry out this sinister plan of what they call Agenda 2030.
Esta valiosa información donde encontrarás.
You can learn more about this valuable information at www.lockheedcolumna.net, where you will find all the evidence and scientific articles stated here.
Entre comillas, es global. Nos enfrentamos a la desaparición.
Since the vaccination process is global, we are facing the disappearance of the human species as we know it within a few months. They call it post or transhumanism, or simply the Human 2.0 project. In that new stage, the automaton survivor will be deprived of self-thought, autonomy, and free will. A slave species, diminished and entirely dependent on these technocratic oligarchies. La Quinta Columna is made up of millions of people around the world who seek to maintain the essence of human beings, respect for humanity, and their dignity as a unique species. Lockheed to Columna uncovered this crime against humanity, against its life, and against its very nature. Please share this vital information with those around you.
I didn't even know that one was that packed with information. And I, like I said, I did briefly play it through a little bit, trailer, but wow. I know if we're feeling a little overwhelmed, I know some of our listeners might be feeling that also, but we could try to unpack a little of this. Bill Gates, I just want to start with him first. He was mentioned a lot early on, and I'm glad they didn't just keep going on with that through the entire clip, because they have some very good information, very good technical information. But when you hear things like Bill Gates, Fauci, Trump, and all these different boogeymans, yes, these guys are players. But, I mean, we're just going to be real. In the whole scope of things, they are nothing but peons. I mean, you know, don't fall for the hype. Gates is running the whole show, and all of this. Fauci is running this, or one of the presidents. These people are just puppets. Yes, they're evil. They're evil puppets. They are the flunkies. They're the water boys. They're carrying the water. They have to have some point, people, so the world can look at somebody and demonize them. Yes, and he should be demonized. But just keep your – it's important to keep your eyes on what's really going on and who are the real players, who are the real culprits behind this. We're talking about these 13 families, the Rothschilds, DuPonts, Rockefellers, you know, Wahlbergs, and all these things. You know, these people that's in the Bilderberger group, you know, that's the one that's running this. I mean, people like Obama and Biden and Trump and the Prime Minister of the UK, they're puppets. They're just employees for these guys. Now, who's behind it all? We know that HaShaytan himself is behind it all. 2 Corinthians 4:3-4, it states clearly that Satan is the god of this world. You say, well, I thought Yah was in control. Yes, Yah is ultimately in control. We're talking about this fallen world, you know, the world that Adam let his authority be swindled out of by HaShaytan himself. So Satan bragged about that. I mean, I know we're getting late, so I can't go through. I have some good scriptures to read, but you could go through Luke chapter 4, and this is for our listeners. Go back if you want to read this. Luke chapter 4, let's see. There is a good one. Luke chapter 4, 1 through 7, verses 1 through 7, especially verse 6. It epitomizes it. Satan bragged about, look, he was talking to our Mashiach, Yahusha. He said, I have this authority now. I control this fallen world, doomed world, basically is a doomed world. This fallen world, it's in my governing. It's, you know, I'm the governor of this whole thing. You know, I appoint the people. I appoint who I want, my demons and my so-called human-like characters. I don't think the people are full human, these families. Their bloodline is probably as much Nephilim blood as it has human blood. He says, I control this, and I will give the authority to whomever I will. And he told the Yahushua, if you just, you know, bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this. He must have thought a lot of Yahushua. He said, wow, if I could get this smart guy to worship me, man, I could, you know, the world would be just like I want it to be. You know, of course, Yahushua told him where to go, but these 13 families, they're not telling them where to go. They actually bow down and worship him. They said Rothschild actually have a table, a plate, a chair at the dinner table, specifically for HaShaytan, and he materializes there and talks with them, normal conversation, and gives him his marching orders. So these people are running the show. You'll never see them in the press. They own the press, but you'll never see them in the press. You'll see people on the press supposedly like Rupert Murdoch and all that stuff. These people are puppets. It's these 13 demonic reptilian Nephilim bloodline families that's running it. Satan running it through them. So, yeah, when you see Bill Gates and Fauci and you want to stop there, that's been intellectually lazy. So just keep your eye on what's really going on. But they were saying something about this graphene oxide, and we've heard a lot about this. But you can't deny, even the skeptics who may be listening, all of these young, healthy, now, America here, we are, everything is censored. This is the most censored I've ever seen it. So a lot of, you won't even see these athletes and people who are dying in the field of play all over the world. Young, healthy athletes, soccer players, swimmers, passing out, dying, dropping dead on the field, heart attack, you know. And young male teenagers, even in this country, young men, you know, because they keep lowering the vaccine requirements, you know, 15-year-olds, 12 to 15, and then 6 to 12, and then 2 through 6, and now I think it's the latest one is 6-month-old. That's in, I believe that's being tested now, 6-month-old through 4-year-old, and that'll cover everybody then. They're getting everybody. So you see these young male teenagers really hitting the males hard, and hitting the females, but you're hearing a lot more about the males getting this myocarditis, pericarditis. These are heart ailments for young people. They don't supposed to have heart problems at that age. They're getting heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, you know, like I say, dropping dead. And it's very sad. It's very sad because the CNNs and MSNBCs and Fox, they won't even play this. Of course they won't play it. YouTube, you can't hardly find it. All of this country is just censored. I don't know how it is in the UK, but it's probably no better. So you're not going to hear this on the news. And you got a lot of ignorant folks. They'll say, where are you guys are getting all this conspiracy stuff? To them, it's really sad. It saddens me when our people think like this. It's so sad because to them, whatever is not on mainstream news, they don't see it on CNN or their favorite channel, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, whatever. They don't see it on their mainstream channel. To them, it's a conspiracy theory. And they've been, you're a wacko, you know, and they've been brainwashed to that. And they, most of them, unfortunately, will remain brainwashed. They'll go right into the slaughterhouse, march right in there, and be slaughtered. I pray that they repent, turn from their wicked ways, turn to the Most High, plead for mercy, and Yahuwah is able to deliver. Now, we're talking about the same one who parted through on dry land, who sent the 12 plagues, who turned the water to blood, who sent the frogs and the flies, and who sent the death angel at night that killed the firstborn of Egypt, every firstborn male of Egypt. And you say, well, and he's done more than that. How about creating this whole universe that we see and the part we don't see? The material world and the spiritual world. Oh, it's just too great. He's too great to search out. That's why the scriptures say, who can know the mind of Yahuwah? His ways are past finding out. So he can do anything. So I just like we had a whole show on calling out the vax to repent. But it's something in that juice, in that poison, that makes these people dig in their heels and they become arrogant and argumentative, rebellious, stiff-necked, prayerfully going over the data that you're trying to present, both in scripture and in the scientific articles, they go into denial and defense. Go into denial and defense and get rebellious and, you know, want to argue. Now, there are some who do humble themselves and repent. They know whether they had a bad reaction a few days after or right on the spot, whether they had a bad reaction. They repent. And those are the ones I believe Yahuwah have mercy on them, and he may actually make a way for them, for that poison to get out of their system. The guy did say, if you don't take too much of that, like maybe if you take one dose, and if that stuff works its way out. Now, the bad part, he said, if it does work its way out, and those who just had the one dose, the way he said it is, it will do so much damage to your immune system, it leaves your immune system in total disarray. Totally ineffective, vulnerable to any type of pathogen. So, well, that's just what he says, and he's speaking in the carnal. But I believe all things are possible with Yahuwah. Yes, to the average person, it might tear your immune system up, even with just the one dose. But with the Most High, all things are possible. So I would plead with our listeners, especially for those who may have taken the back and for those hopefully didn't take the second dose, may have taken the first dose, go back and listen to Message to the Vaccinated. Go to our archives, lesson, and pull up the program that's entitled Lesson to the Vaccinated. Repent. He abundantly pardoned. And just not for the ones who only had the one vac, but even the ones who may have two or three. Yahuwah can do anything. But you have to start off with repentance. Don't dig in and be stiff-necked. You can't just keep going and say, I trust science. I trust, you know, like that's your God. That's your religion. That's who you worship. That's who you trust. And Scripture is saying, but who believe our report? Who has believed our report? But you're going around praising science. You're praising the same science that says black people in the United States were 3/5 of a human. They weren't even fully human. That wasn't a bunch of redneck hicks. That was science said that. The one that's your God now. The one that you believe in right now. I don't hear people on television and radio when they put the mic in their mouth saying, well, I trust the Most High. I trust the, you know, I don't use the word G-O-D no more, but just quoting them, I don't hear anybody saying, I trust the God of heaven and earth who created the heavens and the earth, who created me. All I hear is I trust the Father. Even these fat, filthy, they're not only promoting the facts, they're turning their assemblies, their buildings, their multi-million-dollar buildings into vaccine centers. They're going to have their reward. Talking about, I trust the science. Everybody, but nobody's trusting in the Most High. The Bible says, cursed is the man that put his trust in man and make flesh his arm. Your confidence is in the flesh, the knowledge and so-called feeble strength of man, the abilities of man. That's what it means by make flesh his arms. You believe in the feeble, weak abilities of man, his capabilities. Almighty Yahuwah, who made heaven and earth. All the substance and chemicals you see, it's all from Yahuwah's earth. He knows your body. He made the body. So who can better protect against a demonic outside substance? Who can better protect than Yahuwah, creation, his body, his immune system? This is the greatest that was ever made and ever will be made. No AI bot, robot will ever match it with their demonic software.
Well, we and hear I too just much want of to that. Interrupt. Let yeah, me interrupt, on, Elder, for just a moment. When you were
Come on in.
We were listening to the video,
and they want to make sure they turn on 5G all over the United States, but it's more condensed and powerful in the big city areas. This
That's
is their
right.
strategy. Their strategy is to know that they can kill as many people as possible in
mm-hmm.
the big city because they can kill
more
bang
for your buck.
More of them living in those tall buildings of apartments or whatever you want to call them these days, you know, apartments or duplexes or and things of that nature
mm-hmm.
and studio apartments, places where once they kill you off, they'll go over there and knock your building down, family, knock your building down,
Absolutely.
Explode it down to pieces, and then put a new one up for them that
That's
survive
right.
to live in. Now they'll tell everybody, well, these buildings have killed so many people have died in these buildings. Well, gee, let's just knock them all down and regraft the neighborhood into this is where our people are going to have to live if they're going to work in our city. And things of that nature, they have it all strategized out because they know for a fact that they can kill more people at one time in those big cities, and it won't be as noticed as it is in the small cities, you see. And
Hallelujah.
That is why
so true.
If you can get out of those big cities and move to a smaller town where there's hardly any tall buildings. It might be like three or four buildings in town, two or three buildings in the town that are more than one level. Because the more levels, the more they are prepared to kill quite a bit of them, you see. Because they know all the black
That's
people
right.
live in one neighborhood, all the Chinese live in one neighborhood, all the Japanese live in one neighborhood. So they know. They know we live amongst each other because we understand each other, not because we want to separate for some other reason, but we understand each other. And this is the same reason why black and white couples exist now, because we have lived here so long. We understand each other's language and things of that nature. And now some of us have gotten ambitious to do other things with the other races that we shouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
but we'll get into that. We'll have to do a lesson about that. But anyway,
hallelujah.
Remember, if you're in a big city, it's time to really make a move as soon as possible.
That's right.
Once you get that income tax check money, and get out. And the scriptures tell us that there is going to be, as you were saying, Elder, the knowledge. There's going to be more knowledge, okay? But things are going to be worse and worse, you see. And and we see it. We used to hear about that a lot, but now we see it, that there's plenty of knowledge.
That's right.
But it's getting worse and worse. Our children are getting worse and worse, and they want to make it where the kids are killing each other. The kids are killing the parents already. And the Gentile people, their kids kill them just to get their money and spend it like it's 1999, as Prince would say.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do another show
Hallelujah.
On that.
Hallelujah. No, that is good advice. Get out. Those who can, get out. And to those who can't, still get out. I mean, make a way out. You're right. Like Iman say, they put you in these congested communities, neighborhoods and everything with projects or apartment buildings. You know, that's smart. More bang for the buck. In one square block in one of these big cities that has a whole block full of congested apartments, you might got 10,000 people living on one block, you know. And whereas out in the rural areas, you might have to drive 100 miles or more to make up for that population. So, yeah, it's more bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all in the city. Matter of fact, they even call them
That's
these smart cities. That means they have all of these towers all over the place and trees on church steeples, I mean, everywhere. on billboards everywhere, and they got them concealed. They have them concealed too, where you would think is a real tree, but you think it's leaves, really one of those towers. I mean, I've seen them.
And if you want to look that up,
it's like
that's
a camouflage.
I've seen them. I've seen them in Jacksonville, Florida. I tell you, they are real. They look like a tree,
yes.
But if you look at it closely, it is not a tree.
They're shrewd and they're slick. They're not pulling no punches. You know, they're not pulling any punches. He says how they're going to tie up and map out your brain waves, and control it through this interaction of the graphene and your neurons. And it's awful. It's demonic. It's totally demonic. See, because everything will be uploaded to their database, you know. And what that database might be called, I don't know. Maybe they're going to call it the beast. I don't know what they're going to call it, but it's going to be centralized. And if you get out of line or you're not doing what they want you to do, adhering to their commands, they'll have a kill shot, yeah, a kill switch, so to speak. And it's demonic. You don't want to fall victim. So now we're speaking to those who are unvaxxed and the vaxxed alike. Both of you need to repent, because if you're unvaxxed, listen, you're going around. You shouldn't be like this, going around thinking, "Well, I didn't take the vax. I'm not going to fall victim to that mess." Without the Most High protection, you are just as vulnerable as the vaccinated. You don't have to have the graphene in you, because they can just wipe you off the earth and no one will even remember you. Without the Most High protection in this hour, or any hour, but particularly in this dark hour, you are vulnerable, and you are a vulnerable target, and you have no protection. Those little 5, 6, 7 guns, whatever you have, even if you have more at your house, that's not going to do nothing. Man, they have weapons now that could shoot around corners. The bullet can go around. They have things. They don't even have to come near your house. They could send a drone, and it could pinpoint with infrared. They could see through the roof, X-ray, see through the roof, X-ray and infrared, right where anything biological is in the house, any type of animal life is in the house, including people. They could just hone in on that target and destroy it. You don't, you know, don't puff your chest up because you're not vaxxed. I'm not vaxxed. I'm sure Ema's not vaxxed. But we're not dependent on that. See, that's not our saving grace. We trust in the Most High. It's say from whence you look to the hills, from whence cometh your help. Whence cometh your help? My help comes from the Most High. And I beg everyone. Can't do it tonight. Time is running out. I mean, it's speeding so fast. Read Psalm 91. You know the Most High. You have a relationship with him. Read Psalms 91. That's your insurance policy. You are covered. You are covered. And if you don't know the Most High, you better get to know him. Because being unvaccinated, yes, now we're talking about unvaccinated, that is not going to protect you alone in this time. You are just
That's
as vulnerable.
Right.
If not more so, because you're looked upon as the enemy. See, the ones who are going to slaughter, let's see, unfortunately, those the vaccinated who don't repent, you know, they just put all their trust in man. I believe in science. I'm surprised they haven't made the church songs saying, I believe in science, because that's who they're worshiping now. They're worshiping what the so-called experts, the Fauci's and, you know, the CDC doctors that come on. They worship these people when the Bible says, cursed is the man that put their trust in man, make flesh his arm. But that's who they're worshiping. Those people are marked. I'm not just talking about mark of the beast. Those people are marked as the ones who are rebellious and do not put their trust in Yah. So what kind of mark you're saying? Just like Jambres, just like Korah. You know, the ones who gave Moses all that trouble, Moshe, when he was leading the people out of Egypt into the promised land through the wilderness, and they just gave him trouble from day one. Even when they saw all the signs and wonders done by the Most High through Moses' hands, through Moses and Aaron, they saw all the signs and wonders, and they still gave the Most High servant trouble. You know, at every turn, they was withstanding him. So that's a mark. And what happened to them eventually? Well, a lot of bad things befell them. One of them was the ground opened up and swallowed them.
That's right.
And Korah and his gang, they were no more. So you don't want to have that mark on you, the mark of the rebellion, where the Bible says that's just like the sin of witchcraft. You don't want that mark on you. So if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, repent and come to the Most High. That's our only hope. That's our only hope. That's why we're saying if you're not serious in 22, you might be through. Yah is not playing. You think he's playing? Listen to this. This is Hebrews 10, starting at verse 28 and reading on down. It says, he that despised Moshe's law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sorer punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the son of Yahuwah and had counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and had done despite unto the spirit of grace. Listen to this. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith Yahuwah. And again, Yahuwah shall judge his people. Final verse. Listen to this. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of the living Yah. You do not play with the Most High. Never play with him. You definitely don't play with him at the hour. What does scripture say? It says, today, stop putting it off. Today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Now, you think you could just half-step and just be lukewarm? Well, let's go to his word again. I'm going to start off at this. He says, he that hath an ear, this is Revelation 3:13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the, okay? I'm going to go right to 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Now, this may be describing a whole bunch of people. You know, you may have lip service about the Most High, but you don't have heart service. You don't love him. And we say, well, what do you mean I don't love him? Well, loving has a litmus test. You can actually see the fruits of love. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love. This is how you prove you love me. This is the love of the Most High, that you keep his commandments. Keep them in your heart, and you walk them out. Because he took them off the stone, he put them in our heart, and we are to execute them. We are to apply them. That's the application. You walk it out. You don't walk it out by going to the bars and getting drunk and getting in an altered state, smoking, you know, things and things that alter your state, fornicating, committing adultery and all the like, just blending in with the world. We talked about camouflage of the 5G antennas. Well, your life is a camouflage because you look just like the world. You live in a camouflage life. Nobody can see you. A lot of people pass by that antenna, they couldn't see. They think it's a tree. You have to have a discerning eye. You're not fooling the Most High. He sees you. He sees your lukewarm life. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to make it. Because I say so. Here's what he says. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He said, I would that you were rather cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, so you just live in some little old lackadaisical life. You live in that camouflage life. He said, because you are neither cold nor hot, you live in a lukewarm life. He said, I will spew you out. I will vomit, I'll regurgitate you out of my mouth. He said, you're going around saying that thou art rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing? That's the way you're living. You act like you don't need the Most High. And you knowest thou not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? That's the way you really are. You don't even see yourself. You live in that camouflage life. You're not profiting the devil. You're not profiting the Most High. The devil sure has got something waiting for you. It's just the Most High's mercy right now. It's just his mercy that's forbearing with you, trying to give you time to repent. But remember the first scripture we read today. He says, I will not always strive with man. My spirit is not going to always strive. You know, Yah's got a cutoff point. So you in a miserable place, you think you increase with goods and rich and you have need of nothing, but he says, if he shines a spotlight on you, how you really are, you're really wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You say, you better get it right. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou may truly be rich. He's talking about spiritual riches. How do you do that? Last scripture. I'm not going to turn to it. Second Chronicles 7:14. This is the remedy. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, camouflage life anymore. You got to be hot for the Most High. He said, you're neither cold nor hot. Well, forget the cold and forget the lukewarm. You got to be hot. He said, then I'll hear your prayer from heaven. I'll forgive your sin, and I'll heal your land. Don't let this day pass you by. It says, today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. I'm telling you, we're telling you, if you're not serious in 22, go ahead, Iman. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say it, Elder. And when you say the word naked, it doesn't necessarily mean just no clothing on. It means what? Spiritually naked.
That's right.
Spiritually
That's right.
Naked. Stripped of what you could have
Absolutely.
Had or stripped of what you did have. You have been stripped. Satan will strip you. And you got to be careful because Satan comes in people that come to you and they strip you of what you thought you had because you're dealing with them. So remember that, people. Don't deal with people that are doing crazy, crazy stuff. Okay? So we're going to end the show tonight. Family, we'll look to y'all. And here we go.
You're not getting any younger. Feel like life is full of you wonder. You said things to your mother you regret today. Can't get it off your mind. Sometimes you just break down crying. Don't care where, when, or why. You just feel that way. Life is getting colder and colder. Feel like the world's your shoulders. You don't know where you're gonna rest your head today.
We
can build you
up again.
We can cleanse your life. Making it big, didn't go quite as planned. Built my house with sinking sand, and it always washed away. Where do I go from here? Understanding is not quite clear. I just need to hear a word of hope today.
Can't search this whole wide world and never find
That's it, family. Yah is more than a king. Yah is your father, and that's it, too.
Mm-hmm. Ema, you could have played that for the beginning song and the closing song. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. I love that song.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So I want
to
say good night,
relax.
Family. Y'all willing, we'll see you again next week. Stay prayed up. Stay humble and repent. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, family.